Well, back on December 20th, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announced the new animal disease traceability rule and that it was to be published in the Federal Register on December 28th, but that didn't happen. Instead, the agency said the final rule will be published the first week of January, so that now makes the effective date in early March, or 60 days from when it was published. But Vilsack said these new rules are needed for creating an animal traceback system.
First, it's going to help us move quickly to identify where diseased and at-risk animals are, as well as which animals do not need to be held or tested during a disease investigation. As everyone knows, I think this information is invaluable to investigators and helps to preserve the integrity of our markets during an animal disease situation. Second, it's going to reduce the number of locations affected and the number of animals tested, meaning that there will be less cost to producers and to the government.
But Vilsack said the new rule does not require every animal in the country to be identified.
It only applies to animals moving interstate, and there are specific exemptions for certain classes of animals and types of movements. Secondly, it doesn't require a specific identification tag or dictate a particular format for record keeping.
For more specific details about the regulation, just go to aphis.usda.gov/traceability. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.